Another question about the second Bush administration, what will it do about Iran? Germany, France, and Britain have been negotiating with Iran over its nuclear program, trying to win guarantees that it is not a weapons program. Vice President Cheney was asked about Iran yesterday in an interview with Don Imus. Mr. Cheney spoke of both the Iranian nuclear program and also the issue of Tehran's support of terrorism.
We'll continue to try to address those issues diplomatically. We'll continue to work with the Europeans. At some point, if the Iranians don't live up to their commitments, the next step would be to take it to the UN Security Council and seek the imposition of international sanctions to force them to live up to the commitments and obligations they've signed up to under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And you look around the world at potential trouble spots, Iran's right at the top of the list.
Yeah, but would that mean us again? And
I think it means a serious effort to use the...
Why don't we make Israel do it?
Well, one of the concerns people have is that Israel might do it without being asked.
Meaning a preemptive strike against Iranian nuclear facilities. The vice president said we don't want a war in the Middle East if we can avoid it. An Israeli official said today that Dick Cheney was sending a message to Europe to get tougher in negotiations with Iran. Kenneth Pollack wrote The Persian Puzzle. He used to be a CIA analyst and National Security Council staffer. He's now at the Brookings Institution's Saban Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good. Do you think it's possible that Israel might strike at Iranian nuclear facilities?
I think it's extremely unlikely. First, the Iranians learned the lesson from the Israeli strike against Iraq's Oseraq reactor in 1981 that they couldn't simply keep all of their eggs in one basket. And as a result, they have dispersed their program, they have made it redundant, they have heavily protected it, and what's more, they've shown a remarkable ability to hide massive nuclear facilities.
Seymour Hersh wrote in The New Yorker this week that the Pentagon, working closely with the Israelis, he says, has been developing an extensive list of Iranian targets that might be struck, even using covert teams inside Iran. Pentagon officials called that story riddled with errors. Does it sound way off base to you?
Well, I certainly think that what Tsai actually wrote has a great deal of the ring of truth to it. It is also in my experience that there are Pentagon officials who believe that the United States ought to move very quickly toward a military option against Iran. They are trying very hard to improve the U.S.'s intelligence base against Iran, and they would like very much to try to convince the rest of the U.S. government, in particular the president and the vice president, that this is the course that the United States should take. That said, I think that people have reacted a bit beyond what Tsai actually wrote in assuming that this is actually what the Bush administration is going to do. And as best I can tell, the administration has not decided on this. And in fact, right now is very much in a quandary as to how to handle Iran.
Iranian President Khatami said earlier this week, "I don't think the Americans would do such a crazy thing as carry out military attacks against Iran." Is it in Washington's interest now to convince the Iranians that we don't think it's crazy, that it's an actual option, and that if you don't come clean on the nuclear program, there might be an attack?
Well, I certainly think that there is an element of negotiation involved, and my guess is that that was something that Vice President Cheney had in mind when he made his remarks to Don Imus, which is that the Iranians need to believe, if they're not willing to negotiate away their program, that the United States would think seriously about simply disarming them.
The Iranians say their nuclear program is to supply energy. It's not a weapons program. If, in fact, they really want to have nuclear weapons, why? What's the point of an Iranian nuclear arsenal?
Well, the problem is that the Iranians have some good reasons and some bad reasons for wanting them. And as always with Iran, there is a debate within Iran. Different factions favor different reasons. For most Iranians, they want them for defense. They are deeply afraid of the United States. We've overthrown Saddam's government to their west. We've overthrown the Taliban to their east. We've made all kinds of dangerous statements about them. They believe that a nuclear weapon is necessary to prevent the United States doing the same to them. In addition, for many Iranians, there's an element of prestige. Iranians believe that their country ought to be one of the great nations of the world, and they see membership in the nuclear club as a critical card. But the problem for the United States is that there are a number of Iranians, hardliners within the regime, who want nuclear weapons, as best we can tell, to enable aggression, because they believe once they've got nuclear weapons, then they won't fear a United States military retaliation, and then they can go back to supporting terrorism and destabilizing regional governments the way that they would like to. That is what makes Iran's possession of nuclear weapons potentially very dangerous for the United States.
Kenneth Pollack, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.
Kenneth Pollack, Director of Research at the Saban Center of the Brookings Institution.